This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Everton Lee have picked up more points in their last four Premier League games than they did in their previous 12, on a good run at the moment. There seems to be something ingrained at Everton where it's as if they're programmed to finish a season better than they started. It was always the same way under David Moyes, and it's continuing under Roberto Martinez as well now.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's interesting that they just seem to have taken a long time to get going, and whether it's, you know, a combination of injuries and a lack of fitness and whatever else. But they like we said about, you know, they look a good bet to, you know, if you're looking for a bet to finish in the top 10, they look a decent bet to finish in the top 10 and finish the season, you know, strongly. Just a quick look at the remaining fixtures. They've got Burnley at home, they've got Man United at home, Villa away, Sunderland at home, West Ham away, and then Tottenham at home on the last day of the season. So there's a few winnable games in there, I think, as well. You know, the 1-1 draw at Swansea was a little disappointing to me. I thought they'd go there and win, to be honest. And they're still not scoring masses of goals. They still haven't quite managed to get that, you know, to replicate that Europa League scoring at home in the Premier League. But I think they'll win this, but 13-20. Jeez, it's like so short. I'm not sure I can back that. So I think I'm going to do something that I don't do very often, and that's go for the win to nil market, because Burnley just don't score enough goals away from home for me. They've had a good run, undoubtedly, against some good teams. Lost 1-0 to Arsenal, of course. Didn't score at Southampton or Liverpool or Sunderland. So I'll go for the Everton to win to nil. But
they've not had that good a run, have they?
No, Burnley. No, they had against the good teams. They showed maybe the performances were better than anything else then, because, you know, the win against Man City, the draw against Tottenham, it was all right. You know, they picked up some points. But I think Everton will win here. Can't back them on the outright, so I'll go for the win to nil. Reluctantly, though, it's probably of all the games this weekend, it's probably the one that I'm least confident on.
8-5 for Everton to win to nil.
I think that's a big price, and I'm surprised at least sort of fight shy of going for that bet, the win to nil bet.
It's only my reluctance in that bet. You know, I always seem to get chinned whenever I back it, Derek. Yeah, but it's a good price.
They've only got one in the last six in the Premier League, haven't they?
Well, exactly. You know, you can't. And Everton don't give too many goals away either, do they? You know, they're tight side to break down. I think it's a great bet, 8-5. I really do. I mean, I take Lee's points. I think Everton will win. I actually think Everton are underpriced, but I also think Burnley are underpriced as well. I mean, you know, they're going to regret. Everton have only lost three home games this season in a season of struggle. You know, and they played. In 17 of those games, he played better teams than Burnley. Everton to win to 0-8-5. I think it's a very, very good bet, that one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.